long before there were humans, there were sharks. Shark fossils go back hundreds of millions of years. Researchers had thought that sharks hadn't evolved much since then. But a newly discovered fossil described in the journal Nature suggests otherwise. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has the story of a little fish with big implications.
325 million years ago, the world was very different. A lot of the action was still in the oceans, and if people had been around back then, many of the fish wouldn't be familiar. But there's one you could recognize, the shark. John Masey is a paleontologist at the American Museum of Natural History.
If you were back then fishing and you fished up a shark, you'd recognize it pretty much as what it was.
Sharks appeared to be pretty much the same as they are today, or so Masey thought, until he began studying a fossil of a newly discovered ancient shark. Now, this wasn't some huge dino shark. It was probably just 2 or 3 feet long, not much of a threat.
This thing would nibble your toes, really tiny little teeth. Although there were rows of teeth in the mouth, so, you know, it would certainly give you a painful nip.
On the face of it, the fossil looked like an ordinary brown rock.
If I had one in my hand and I held it up and showed you, I'd say, well, here's the head and here's the eye and here's the jaws and this is where the gills are. And you'd look at me as if I was nuts.
But in recent years, paleontologists have begun using tools like CT scanners to look inside fossils. When Masey scanned the fossilized head of the new shark, he got a shark shock because inside...
In fact, it's not like the anatomy of a modern shark at all.
The bones supporting this ancient shark's gills are completely different from a modern shark, so that means the gills of modern sharks aren't ancient. They must have evolved over time. Maybe to help the shark sprint after prey, or to open its jaws more widely so it could snap up bigger things, like swimmers. Whatever the reason, this shows sharks have been changing.
They have evolved through time to sort of improve upon the basic model, as it were.
Sounds like sort of the difference between a Model T and a Formula One car or something.
It really is. You know, a Model T has got a steering wheel and four wheels, and that's about it. But under the hood, yeah, it's all different.
Per Ahlberg at Uppsala University in Sweden says this new work upends old ideas about sharks.
There's been this very, very deeply established idea of sharks as being primitive, as being unchanging.
It's an important reminder that animals we think of as living fossils, like sharks, have evolved.
We have to be very, very careful with the idea of living fossils, and it's something that researchers in this field have more and more moved away from.
This ancient little shark shows that evolution is always at work. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.